Welcome back to another episode of The Roundabout, where the rock is progressive and the puns are excessive, but there's going to be a bit of a twist on the normal formula. You see, today the rock is no longer going to be progressive, though I assure you the puns will still continue to arrive as they have as always. You're listening into Hendrix, KHDX 93.1, The Voice of Hendrix, and I'm your host, Griffith. Today, we're going to be listening to some award-winning music, specifically one award, that is the Academy Award for Best Original Song. Since 2 weeks from now, the Academy Awards are going to be revealing this year's decision, I've decided to, you know, have a bit of a break from our normal kind of themes and go instead to something a bit different, that is the Oscars. Now, what we're going to do this week is we're going to listen through some previous winners of the Academy Award for Best Original Song, and next week we're going to listen to the current nominees for this year, so you can kind of get a feel for what's won in the past and who might win this year. First song we're going to be listening to, let's get right to it, is I Need to Wake Up. It's by Melissa Etheridge, and it is from the movie An Inconvenient Truth. Great movie. You should watch it if you haven't, viewer out there. I'm not really addressing anyone directly here, but, like, it's a good movie. Really solid. Parts of it, you know, have not aged nearly as accurately, but parts of it have aged incredibly well. And, I hit the microphone on accident. Well, let's get back to the music, like I always say, and let's just get it started up as quickly as possible, because we have a lot of songs to go through. This is the winner, by the way, for 2006, so we're going to be moving all the way up to 2016, so this is going to be 10 songs, I believe. Yeah, let's get back to the music.
Have I been sleeping? I've been so still, afraid of crumbling. Have I been careless, dismissing all the distant rumblings? Take me where I am supposed to be, to comprehend the things that I can't see. 'Cause I need to move, and as a child. Got to break up.
That was that was I Need to Wake Up from the movie An Inconvenient Truth by Melissa Etheridge. And we're going through the previous winners for the best the Academy Award for the Best Original Song, so that, you know, next week we can go over the current nominees and figure out which one we think will win. And let's get right into the next song, which is Once. It's from Falling Slowly from the movie Once. Now, I honestly have not seen this movie and only found out about this song after I looked up what won. So I'm probably going to check it out right after I finish the radio show today. But it's a bit more of a quiet song than the previous one. Though the other one, you know, it's the instruments it used kind of inherently didn't make it seem all that loud. This one is much more introspective in a lot of ways. Actually, there is one more fact I just remembered, which is that the two people that sing the song also played the characters in the movie that, like, the song was, like, referring to, which is really interesting, because some of these songs very clearly are not by the person that, like, you know, was in the movie. We're going to get to those later, and we're going to see them later. But this one was. It's Falling Slowly by Glenn Hansard and Marketa Irglova. There we go. Irglova. I don't know. Emphasis on the wrong syllable. Back to the music.
Raise your hopeful voice. You have
That was Falling Slowly from the movie Once, winner of the 2007 Academy Award for Best Original Song, and we're going through the previous winners this week on The Roundabout. The next song is really requires no introduction. This is one of the it's a song from one of the more well-known movies, I think, on this list. A lot of the songs here are like a good song from a movie that maybe not as many people would know, but like this song is from Slumdog Millionaire, which is a very good movie. And it is Jai Ho, which, according to Wikipedia, roughly translates into let victory prevail, or let there be victory, or may there always be victory. And there is, at points in the movie Slumdog Millionaire, victory. So, you know, it connects thematically, I suppose. Let's get back to the music. There's, you know, not really much can be said other than that it's very good. The best song of the year, according to the Academy Awards.
आजा जिंदे शामी आने के तले है आजा जरी वाले नीले आसमाने के तले है आजा आजा जिंदे शामी आने के तले है आजा जरी वाले नीले आसमाने के तले है सच्ची मैंने जान गवाई है नच नच कोयलों पे रात बिताई है अखियों की नींद मैंने फूकों से उड़ा दी गिन गिन तारे मैंने उंगली जलाई है
शामी आने के तले आजा
हरी वाले नीले आसमान के तले
That was Jai Ho from the movie Slumdog Millionaire. It won 2008's Academy Award for Best Original Song, and something interesting about it that kind of makes it stand out from all of the other winners is that it definitely has this kind of, like, an energy to it that's a lot more kind of, I guess, extrospective. I was trying to think of a word over the break that's the opposite of introspective. Like, so far the songs before that we had are both songs about, you know, changing in oneself, and it's, you know, with guitar in the background, and a lot of kind of, I guess, very introspective, very internal songs. And this one definitely had something more outward and energetic about it. And I like seeing that kind of variety, but I do regret to inform you that I have counted it up. And in total, there are 7 songs of these 10 that fit the sad, introspective music with guitar and piano in the background formula. But, interestingly enough, I mentioned earlier that Falling Slowly was actually sung by the two people that ended up playing the characters in the movie that the song was about. But this next song, The Weary Kind from the movie Crazy Heart, which is about Jeff Bridges playing a fictional country music singer-songwriter, he did not actually sing this song. It's sung by someone else. But that kind of, you know, contrasts what we had with Falling Slowly. And later on, I'll spoil you a bit, we do have City of Stars as the final one, because it is the last one to win an Academy Award for Best Music. But The Weary Kind from the movie Crazy Heart is going to be the next one, and we're going to play that one now, because, you know, that's what we do on the show.
Harps on the loose, you rolled them sevens with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind. You called all your shots, shooting a ball at the corner truck stop. How this don't feel like home anymore. And this ain't no place for the weary kind. And this ain't no place to lose your mind. Crazy heart and give it one more try. Thank you.
fingertips. You are the man that ruined the world. Your heart's on the loose. You rolled him sevens with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind.
That quiet, introspective song, a commoner for winning the awards, Academy Awards specifically, was The Weary Kind from the movie Crazy Horse. That song specifically, it was in the movie Crazy Heart, like I said, starring, which had Jeff Bridges as the main character. Now, Bridges did actually perform a version of it in the movie, but that wasn't the one that was nominated, and so that's not the one I played here. But this next song is also very kind of, I guess, positive, but in a much less, I guess, kind of depressing kind of way, if we really want to be, you know, kind of dive deep into the tone of the Crazy Heart song. This song's from Toy Story 3, which is a much happier movie. It's We Belong Together by Randy Newman, and it's a classic because it's a Toy Story song, and it's by Randy Newman, and it's really good. It deserved to win this year, I think, at least. It only had three other songs going up against it, but it's very solid. Yeah, let's listen to it.
Tell me I'm not the one. Don't you tell me I ain't no fun. Just tell me you love me like I love you. You know you do. When we're together, the sky's clearer and I cheer up to where I'm less depressed. And sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, find a way. I'm not shy, there's a whole lot I want to say. Of course there is. Talk about friendship and loyalty. Talk about how much you mean to me. And I promise to always be by your side whenever you need me. The day I met you was the luckiest day of my life. Yeah, I bet you feel the same. I hope you do. So don't forget me if the future should take you away. Cause you'll always be part of me. We belong together. We belong together. Wait and see. Don't be this way forever. Together, we belong.
That was We Belong Together by Randy Newman from the movie Toy Story 3. And I have two guests who have decided to show up in the middle of my show. They are, introduce yourselves.
Zach Brownlee.
And?
Quinn Johnson.
That's right.
Carver Johnson.
Quinn Carver Johnson, excuse me. I write poetry.
I have button-up shirts.
I too write poetry.
You sure do, Zach. But
I also have button-up shirts, Zach. No. It's okay.
They're actually both high-quality music connoisseurs and experts on the Academy Awards, so I figured, you know, get some specialists in here. The next song we're playing is the winner of the 2011 Academy Award. It's Man or Muppet, which is a bit of an interesting dichotomy. What do you guys think of
I prefer Muppets.
I'm a Muppet guy, too. Like, okay. If you've seen Natalie Burgess today, she definitely looks like a Muppet.
I don't think anybody who's...
No,
sorry, Natalie.
No, she admitted to looking like a Muppet.
She said she looked like it. Yes,
yeah,
this is a fair point.
We're not sorry, Natalie.
Yeah, we're not. We undid being sorry. Okay. Quinn pointed out another interesting dichotomy earlier.
Kid or Squid.
Which, do you think that Squid and Muppet are the same and Kid and Man are kind of the same here? And it's really, each song represents the same kind of thing?
No, because I think Man more means, he's talking about manning up to something. Like, not being, like, backing down from something. But That's Kid true. Or Squid is talking about literally if they're a kid or if they're a squid.
We can see Quinn's poetry knowledge coming in handy here. What do you think, Zach?
I think that if you squid up to the occasion, like I often do, you'll see that Man and Squid are clearly the same, while Muppet and Kid are the same.
Oh, interesting. Kind of taking what we thought was the truth and
see,
putting a bit of a twist
here's
on
the
it.
Thing. I've never heard the term squid up used in the human language.
Well, you put your dukes up now, and I'll put up my tentacles, and we'll see what happens.
Okay, yeah, bet.
And while they're doing that, we're going to go to the next song, Man or Muppet, from The Muppets, surprisingly. You're listening to The Roundabout, KHDX 93.1, The Voice of Hendrix. Let's get back to the music.
I reflect on my reflection, and I ask myself the question, what's the right direction to go? I don't know. Am I a man or am I a Muppet?
Am I a Muppet?
If I'm a Muppet, then I'm a very manly Muppet.
Very manly Muppet.
Am I a Muppet? Muppet of a man,
a Muppet of a man.
I look into these eyes and I don't recognize the one I see inside. It's time for me to decide, am I a man?
That was Man or Muppet from The Muppets, which is about Muppets. Now, before the break and during the break, one of my guests, Quinn Johnson, say hi.
Hi.
Quinn Johnson actually asked me, is this Jason Segel singing? And he was right, kind of. You see, Jason Segel's character, Gary, is singing with Walter, who is a Muppet. But the song is also performed by the Muppet form of Gary and the human form of Walter. So there are actually four characters kind of taking the Man or Muppet dichotomy and turning into some more of like a Punnett square.
Muppet of a man, if you will.
Or a very manly Muppet. Those are your two other options.
I'm the manliest Muppet.
I'm proud of you, Zach, just so you know, for being the man. I'm glad you were able to come here on air and tell us about that. I'm proud. Okay. Also, fun fact, this is one of two songs nominated that year, 2011, for the Academy Awards. The other song was one of the songs from Rio. There were only two songs. It was from The Muppets and from Rio.
Wait, I have a question.
I'm listening, Quinn.
Why are we not discussing the Academy Award nominees? Why are we listening to music from Academy Award winners?
These are the previous winners.
Yeah.
And then next week, I'm going to be playing the current nominees, because then that Tuesday after next week is when the awards are.
I know it makes sense in your mind, but in everyone else's, it doesn't.
Well, Quinn, you have your own radio show. What day is it?
It's
Mondays, 3 p.m.
Thank you, Zach Brownlee, who's not Quinn, totally, for telling us that.
Yeah, but Zach, he tunes in every time.
He does. He's a big fan.
He didn't tune in last time.
Well, that's because he was busy.
Zach's using...
I was busy, too. Oh
my God.
Being Zach Brownlee.
Aren't we all
busy?
Yeah,
I said you were
Zach
being
Brownlee.
Busy.
We're all busy being Zach Brownlee
well,
in
busy
a way.
Bees, B. Hendrix, hashtag.
Hashtag BU, B. Hendrix, and also be listening to this next song, Skyfall. It's by Adele. It's from the movie Skyfall.
Oh, no, it's good. I'll give you... did that win?
It's from the movie Adele.
Oh.
It does.
Oh,
it
you're is. Just playing winners, not nominees.
I'm just playing the winners of the pre...
Okay.
See, look, the sentence I said made sense in my mind and everyone else's mind, Zach, but not yours.
I thought the Adele biopic was great, honestly.
Okay, well, let's see how good her music was in 2012 when she made this song for Skyfall.
Together.
That was Skyfall by Adele from the movie Skyfall, winner of the 2012 Best Original Song in a Motion Picture at the Academy Awards. We're going through the winners of previous years, so we can next week listen to the current nominees, and all you viewers at home can figure out which one you think should win. Yeah, that's what we've been doing. I have two guests. They are...
Quinn Johnson.
Wearing headphones.
Okay. Mr. Headphones is new here, appears to have switched out with our previous guest, Zach Brownlee, but I have a question, Mr. Headphones. Is it okay if I call you that?
Sure.
It's actually his preferred name.
Okay, cool. So, Mr. Headphones, good? Okay, cool. So, Frozen. You ever heard of that movie?
I think that the producers of Into the Woods did themselves a huge disservice by not including the narrator from the original Broadway theater production.
He's just here so he doesn't lose his
That's
job,
on
honestly.
You, Biscuits and Gravy.
He's just here so he doesn't lose his job.
No.
What about Frozen?
You heard of it ever?
Yeah.
Cool. You ever heard the song Let It Go?
Yeah.
Do you think you speak for our viewing audience or listening audience when you say you've heard of the song Let It Go and heard it?
Yeah.
So, do you think we should listen to it again?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're not. I didn't put it on here.
Wait, can I ask Mr. Headphones a question
real quick? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Headphones, what is your full name, like, John D. Headphones?
It's first name Wearing, last name Headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Wearing Headphones.
Yeah, are you related to John D. Wilkes Booth?
No.
No? So it's not in relation that we're in a booth right now and you're also wearing headphones. It's not like that, a radio pun.
No, no. I'm just wearing headphones.
He is. He is wearing headphones.
My name is Wearing Headphones.
John D. Wearing Headphones.
Just first name Wearing, right?
Yeah, first name Wearing.
Oh, excuse me.
Last
excuse
name
me.
Headphones.
Oh, I was back in
It's the... okay, Quinn. It's okay.
I write poetry. I don't know what else to do.
That's true. Accomplished poet, but you know what they say about them poets nowadays.
They don't know it.
They sure don't. But we're going to
let it go.
Yeah, we are going to let that song go, in fact, and skip on over to 2014's Glory from Selma, because
Okay.
Is that 5 seconds of summer song?
Yeah, that's 5 seconds. Wait, can we play Amnesia instead?
It would have made sense if you were in the radio booth while the song was playing, which nobody was other than us three.
No.
I have a playlist set up and everything, man. I can't, like, redo it now.
Why not?
Because I'm lazy and it would take time and energy.
Play Amnesia by 5 seconds of summer.
Nah, we're playing Glory from Selma, winner of the 2014 Best Original Song in the Academy Awards.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against. Yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
Man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon. It's to stay peaceful, we sing. Our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes,
get over there. Dropped your headphones. Putting them back on now.
Okay. Hi, I'm Man.
And I'm Muppet.
And this is our show, The Roundabout.
It's we have a guest this week. Please introduce yourself, sir.
Hey there, it's me, Griff. I host The Roundabout. And this week, what are we doing, actual hosts, evidently?
The next song we're going to be listening to is Amnesia by 5 Seconds of Summer.
What the host, I think, meant to say was we're listening to Writings on the Wall, which is from Spectre, which is another James Bond movie. And it's interesting because, well, as the two hosts who started this show evidently know, we're listening through the previous Academy Award-winning songs for the last few years since the Oscars are coming up. And next week we're going to listen to the current nominees. This next song is by Sam Smith, and my roommate, who was gonna be my co-host today, but decided to, like, get sick or something.
Throw that shade.
You know it, just like one of them baseball machines, except it's, like, shade instead of baseball. We're gonna play it now, because
it going,
I can, they're planning things. They're planning things, and I don't want to know what that is. We're playing the music now.
But always hit the floor. I've spent a lifetime running, and I always get away. But with you I'm feeling something that makes me wanna stay. I'm prepared. Feel like a storm is coming. If I'm gonna make it through the day, then there's no more use in running. This is something I gotta face. as the stars begin to gather and the light begins to fade, when all hope begins to shatter, know that I will be
Welcome back to Muppet and Man in the Mornings. I'm Muppet.
I'm Man. And
we'll, it's the morning.
Yeah. It's raining. It's currently Thursday.
It is.
Yep.
Earlier it wasn't, but it is currently Thursday for the next Thursday minutes.
Yeah, so you might be hearing the small boy we have tied up in the studio.
We do have a small boy with us. Small boy, introduce yourself.
It's me, the host of the Roundabout. This week, can't even get
wait,
to
wait, 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 wait. Don't
point.
You mean Muppet and Man in the Morning? I don't know this they're, roundabout.
They're two separate shows, Man or Muppet. I forget which
do we
one
go back and forth then?
Yeah, we really do, I think. I feel like, you know, it's kind of like an alternating, kind of like a tag team thing. Wait. Maybe like it's like a Fight Club thing?
Wait, small boy, what? Small boy. What is your opinion on the Federal Reserve about to raise interest rates?
I'm really kind of neutral on it. I feel like, you know.
Do you have any
small boy, what do you think about the song Amnesia by 5 Seconds of Summer? The only band.
Because that's my favorite song.
They're the only band.
I wish I could forget it. I wish I could have amnesia about the song Amnesia.
And thank you, small boy.
Thank you, small boy.
That's a great transition to our next song, Amnesia by 5 Seconds of Summer.
City of Stars from the movie La La Land, winner of the 2016 Academy Award for Best Original Song, because that's what we're doing this week, because you're listening to The Roundabout on KHDX, where the rock is progressive and the amount of hosts is incredibly excessive.
City of Stars, are you shining just for me? City of stars, there's so much that I can't see. Who knows? I felt it from the first embrace I shared with you. Everybody wants there in the bars and through the smoke.
smokescreen of the crowded restaurants. It's love. Yes, all we're looking for is love from someone else.
A rush,
a glance,
a touch,
a dance,
a look in somebody's eyes to light up the skies, to open the world and send it reeling. A voice that says I'll be here and you'll be alright. I don't care if I know just where I will go, 'cause all that I need's this crazy feeling, a rat tap tap of my heart. Think I want it to stay. City of stars, are you shining just for me? City of stars,
you never shine so brightly.
That was City of Stars from the movie La La Land. The music was written by Justin Hurwitz. Ben Pasek, I don't know what emphasis to put on which syllable there. And Justin Paul wrote the lyrics in the movie, and in the version you just heard, it was performed, sung by Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone. And I now know how long it takes to strangle both a man and a Muppet. I'm Griffith, the only host on the Roundabout. 4 to 5 on Thursdays. On KHDX, the voice of Hendrix, and here on the Roundabout. Next week we'll be listening to the next nominees for this year's Academy Awards. They will be from Call Me By Your Name, Coco, The Greatest Showman, Marshall, and Mudbound. That's only 5 songs. That's half of what we had this week, and hopefully, I'm thinking of maybe getting some hosts next week, which is not a thing I did this week at all. There were no other people on here. It's me. Clearly, it is only me. We're going to play the Shuffleizer again. Have a nice week.